So sad. Isn't that so sad? That was Your Type by Carly Rae Jepsen here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard Lost in Devotion, also by Carly Rae Jepsen, because I'm doing, you know, like this 10-year anniversary celebration of her album Emotion. At this point of the playlist, you know, we understand that, like, Carly really likes this person, but there are issues in the relationship. And she is totally in love with them, wants to protect them, wants to give them the world, but now has to come to terms with maybe the fact that this person who she's so into is just not as into her as she is into them. Isn't that so sad? Isn't that so sad? I love Your Type, actually. Of the songs in this album, and again, I love the whole Emotion record front to back. I think Your Type is one of those that I listen to quite often, because whenever I find myself becoming emotionally entangled with someone in a gay way, I always listen to that song. And I think that's one of the other things that I love so much about this album is that it really speaks to queer people, just like the, and I think it has to do with the intensity of the emotion of the songs in this album. I remember when it was first released, and then soon after when Emotion Side B, her follow-up album to this one, was released, there were a lot of queer people who were super, super into the record. To my surprise, I didn't find as many sapphics and queer women being as into it. I don't know why, personally, but a lot of the folks who I noticed who were queer, who were into it, were just like all in, totally locked in. Every single thing that Carly was like saying, they were eating it up, as I was as well. And I don't know if for other folks necessarily why that was, but for me, I think it is really because the intense like vulnerability in these lyrics express something maybe that a lot of queer people feel that they need to kind of suppress and hide. Maybe partly because of the dynamics in dating and romance in the modern era. Just like, you know, you have to play it cool, as I had mentioned before. But also because, I mean, when this song was released, you know, we had just started to see more acceptance of queer people in our world. And so it was kind of still at this time where, you know, you could be queer and you could be accepted in a lot of non-queer spaces, but maybe the concept of queer people having emotions and human experiences as everybody else does was still not something that was as well digested or well understood. And so when you get an album like this that is so much about falling in love, the complicatedness, the messiness, and the vulnerability of it, and the feelings of getting hurt, the lyrics kind of speak for you if you are a queer person. I remember I had a friend who told me that he went on a date with this boy, and that was the song that I Really Like You was the song that he played in the car ride. Like, it just said everything for him. I don't know why sapphics aren't more into Carly Rae Jepsen's music, personally, in my opinion. Like, I mean, Sappho and CRJ are kind of on the same level, no? Just a thought. Here's the next song on this playlist. This is Never Get to Hold You. Another sad one. Revel in it. Love it. Get into it.
is bird note. Over 12,000 miles across at its widest point, you might think the Pacific Ocean is a barrier that even high-flying birds can't cross. Think again. Some species make the trip every year as part of their life cycle. Ancient Polynesians knew long ago that birds crossed the world's largest ocean, and they used the movements of birds across the Pacific to help navigate during long sea voyages. Today, GPS tracking technology is revealing the incredible details of birds' migrations over the water. After breeding in Alaska, shorebirds called Pacific golden plovers fly all the way to the South Pacific, thousands of miles and several days' flight away. During the spring migration, bar-tailed godwits break up their trip from New Zealand to Alaska with a stop in the Yellow Sea off the coast of East Asia. But for their winter migration, they fly from North America to New Zealand without stopping. The longest recorded godwit journey is over 8,000 miles of uninterrupted flight. While there's a lot we know about bird migration, exactly how these birds' tiny bodies can sustain a week of flight without stopping is still a mystery. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Be tormented by me, babe. Wonder how I do. How's the weather? Am I better now that there's no you? Drink tequila for me, babe. Let it hit you cool and hot. Let your feelings be revealing that you can't forget me. Not a flower on the wall. I am growing 10 feet tall. In your head and I will fall. Until you forget me, get me not in your face.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. I'm Leslie, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Emotion off of Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, and before that you heard Never Get to Hold You. Pretty sad song, pretty different vibes, those two tracks, but it sort of, you know, coming to this point of our storied playlist where Carly is grieving the end of this relationship, but now she's found a new fire within herself to move on and to be spiteful. You know, earlier I talked about the intensity of emotions in this album, the complexity of those things. And you've heard throughout the songs, you know, it's a lot of love, it's a lot of yearning, pathetic yearning in my opinion, which I appreciate and love. It's a lot of grief and confusion. It's feeling lost. And there's a spitefulness in Emotion that I also really appreciate, right? That verse that goes, not a flower on a wall, I'm growing 10 feet tall in your head, and I won't stop until you forget me, get me not. And you know, throughout much of this album, you kind of get the sense that Carly Rae Jepsen, or this narrator in it, is sort of just like at the whims of this person that she's in love with, right? She'll do anything for them. She wants to protect them and support them and give them everything, give them the world. But here she's saying, you know, I'm not a pushover. I'm not just some girl that you picked up at like a party or something like that. I'm not just invisible. I'm not just there. I am very strong. I'm growing 10 feet tall. I'm looming over you. My roots are so strong that they're not going to let you go. And the theme of flowers in that verse, you know, not a flower on the wall, growing. And then, of course, the forget-me-not. And it's just, it all accumulates together into this really interesting, vivid imagery. And I think it really is the way that Carly Rae Jepsen is able to illustrate her emotions throughout this album that I really just love. At the time when I first heard this album, I was just trying to be a little bit more okay about being queer. I developed a crush on somebody, it wasn't gonna go away, and I was at that age where it was kind of just like, oh yeah, okay, it's me, this is me. Hearing somebody speak so vividly and vulnerably about the same emotions that I was repressing for so long felt really refreshing, and hearing it done in such a fun melodic way I think really struck me as well. I think also knowing that a lot of other queer folks really liked this album made me feel like, oh good, other people also feel this intensely about something so horrible as in liking someone. This is the album that I always go to whenever I'm thinking about romance and emotions. Of course, this is the album that I think that I cite quite often when I consider how like, in my opinion, quite emotionless a lot of newer popular music is. There's nothing wrong with like wanting to go to a club and dance your face off and whatnot. You know, a lot of music is like that these days, but hearing too much of it and hearing about how that is kind of helping to solidify this trend of people feeling like there's no time or room for vulnerability, it just makes me want to lean into this record a lot more. And I think that's the reason why I love Emotion so much. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And if you haven't heard the whole thing before, I hope you give it a try. It is just so fun. And this 10-year anniversary edition re-release is banger after banger. It gets my endorsement. Anyways, I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in to more great music programming at the station here. Listen to Analog Archives every Thursday from 6 o'clock to 7, where Danny, the host, goes through the physical library of CJSF's music archives and talks at length about a record or two in the hour. It's a good time. Go check it out. Analog Records every Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. Okay, one final song for you. And we gotta end this playlist with a little bit of hope, okay? I don't just want to, like, torture. I just don't want to torture Carly. It's at this point where she's found more resolve after getting over her crappy relationship. And there's hope now. Here is Love Again by Carly Rae Jepsen off of Emotion, the record of my dreams. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you very soon.
CJSF